So it's 26 obstacles over 10 miles, and you're like crawling through barbed wire and all that kind of stuff.
Huh? Double Dutch, anime stash.
Stash. That was rude.
It'd been like 30 seconds, so I figured we had to do it at some point. And I wanted to do it as rudely as possible.
It's what we do to Sai literally every week.
Oh, hey there, kiddos. Looks like you found your dad's anime stash. Welcome back. It's going to be a good one. With me in the studio this week, who, even though he's completely dark, it is Sai. And Piccolo.
Yep.
And then we also have the Chemical Brothers, Ath Geek, and Mark.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
The two winners of the last quiz shows.
Can you guys hear each other?
Yeah. Yeah, can you hear us?
Through my head, through my stuff.
No. Okay.
Yeah. Because
I can't wear headphones right now.
Oh, yeah, no, I don't hear anything but you.
We don't hear anything else. So you're good.
You're good, Sai.
If I start snoring, just mute me.
What is going on here? You just go to bed.
No, I'm not tired. It's like my face is hurting.
You probably got punched again.
Did you?
But that's what happens when you live such a eventful life.
Yep.
Speaking of eventful, do you know what's a crazy event?
What's that?
When we watch an isekai. We barely we barely watch for a month. So it's pretty crazy when we get to do one.
There hasn't been many.
We are actually watching an isekai called Konosuba, God's Blessing in This Wonderful World. And boy, does it have a premise, which just caught me off guard. Didn't see it coming. Get this, guys. A young man dies, but he gets reborn in another world. Here's the twist. Mm-hmm. Keeps all his memories from his old life.
It's similar. I guess the twist is because that happened in Jobless Reincarnation.
90% of anime.
Yeah, this one. I guess the only main difference. He chooses because he can get reborn and go back to Earth or other planets, or he can go to this fantasy world. And if he chooses the fantasy world, he gets to retain all his memories and take one thing with him.
I mean, Aqua was very pushy about it too. Like, you want to do this, right?
Yeah, it seemed like one of those like MLM schemes where like she's getting paid a percentage if she can send more people to the world that she said is dying out.
Yeah. So our young man, Kazuma, which I'm pretty sure Sai checked out in the very first episode when he heard the main character's name, because he's like, oh, Kazuma, that's like a guy from Tekken. They should have named him Guile because I love Street Fighter. But Kazuma dies because he sees a young lady about to get hit by a tractor, and he has a heart attack and dies and poops himself.
Yep. He thought it was like the glare of the sun. He thought it was like a car or a truck or something. He didn't see the tractor or whatever.
Yeah. He'd gone to pick up the new MMO. Of course, he lives at home. He's still in school, but he doesn't have a job. He doesn't have a life. He doesn't have friends.
Full on neat.
He slides in this new world pretty well for someone who's apparently so socially inept. But he goes to pick up his new MMO, he dies, and then Aqua says, hey, you could either be reincarnated, you know, or you could go to this special world that nobody wants to go to, and you can keep all your memories, and it's going to be great, and you can bring one thing from life with you. So what's he pick, Ath Geek?
He picks Aqua because she was being a total biatch.
Yeah,
so he was like, you want to be like that, say less.
Like, all right, you come with it. Because it was supposed to be like a weapon or like armor or like something to help you.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, "No, I'm taking you because you're annoying."
Yeah, you want to act like this? If she was just chilling out, not making fun of him,
that was like that was like the best revenge you could do in that moment. Mm-hmm. Just when that other goddess just comes down and is just like, "Yeah, no, this you're a thing."
It's cool. We'll go.
You said pick a thing, so
it's interesting that you would call her a bitch because
I didn't say that actually.
You could call her a biatch, but
I didn't finish it. But biatch,
they use a lot of harsh language like that throughout.
They do.
That I did not expect. He calls all of his companions bitches all the time. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know the.
Yeah, so I made the mistake of accidentally because I was supposed to watch it, so I ended up watching the first couple episodes of the new one that just started, the explosion one.
Megumi.
Yeah. Very different feel in that one.
It is. A much better feel.
Should I check that out? Because I wasn't too enthralled to keep going after I watched.
I wouldn't.
No.
I won't then.
It's better, but like it's still not that great. Like two seasons of this show, like I'll never watch this movie, but two seasons of this show was a struggle.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was, bro. I didn't even finish the second season. Like, I'm 9 episodes in. I'm where they're at her little town where all her followers are.
Oh, yeah.
I was dreading. Yeah. I was messaging Mark, and I was telling him, I don't know if I can make it through this. I don't know if I can make it through this, bro. This is so
Hey, don't worry. Bad. Season 3 is going to come out this year, so you got that to look forward to.
Yeah, I'm going to watch the first 3 episodes like I always do. And I'm going to like, yeah, all right. But I can do 3 episodes. I can't do, like, 20 episodes of an anime I don't like.
I don't
like,
know
if I liked
movie.
It, I would have been all good.
Did anyone watch the movie?
He like, just no, doesn't no. like it because no one was acting like they loved each other.
That's not true at all because I love isekais. And that it was just a bad isekai.
Wonderful time for you to be alive. Do you like harem anime?
Harem anime? Yeah, depending on how they do it.
Because that's what this was.
This was not just
in a really weird way.
Anime. Yeah. But like it's like I'm fine with the harem. I'm fine with the fan service. Where was the story going?
I haven't watched a lot of isekais. Like it's probably one of the genres I've watched. Actually, I'd say Slice of Life is what I've watched the least. But isekai is probably the next one up there. And this is definitely one of the worst isekais I've seen. But it's what I messaged you about. I was like, there's no villain, like they keep saying this demon king or devil king or
what
whatever.
What do you mean there's
like,
no villain?
The demon seven. King is literally chilling. They literally said he's chilling. He's in his barrier. He's not really no like mess with nobody. He's chilling. He's
they
cool.
Two enemies. People. Don't you remember?
Who?
They're all such
the,
a joke.
Generals.
The
are you talking about the demon
rolls
king?
His head
general
under the girl's skirt. And
yeah,
but that's only because they were provoking him. He was like, "I'm trying to leave y'all alone,"
which was weird.
Keep blowing my house up.
That guy was weird as a character because he's super offended that darkness is like being all perverted, and he's like panicking that people are gonna think something weird about him. And then it literally after he's dead and showing that he's just rolling his head to look up the skirt, like, "What? That's is you."
No, what you have to keep in mind is there's no continuity in this series.
Yeah, not at all.
No, there's nothing.
So it doesn't matter. It's like Darkwing Duck, but bad.
The thing that was tripping me out though is going from episode to episode. Some episodes like they would literally end it on something, and then they would contradict themselves, like you were saying, with no continuity. And that was like literally triggering me because it was like, oh, Aqua did this, and then the next episode they don't say anything about somebody else is taking the blame. So it just falls on somebody else. It falls on Kazuma or somebody else. I'm like, all right, well, y'all weren't going to explain that. Y'all didn't feel the need to explain that. We're just going to jump from this to this. Okay, cool.
I have no idea what you're talking about right there.
Well, I'm saying there's different parts, like different episodes. Like I was still watching it today. That's why I'm going based. I'm like, there was episodes there. The last episode contradicted the next episode, which didn't make sense to me.
Yeah, I'm very confused on what exactly they're trying to stop. Because it seems like the Demon King isn't doing anything. It's like all these generals doing whatever they want to do.
Yeah. And the generals even said they want to leave. Like, we've met 3 generals, and none of the 3 generals really cared
about
the
Demon
King.
And how is it all of their jobs is maintaining the barrier?
No. Yeah.
How can that...
So this is a parody. Some call it a lampoon, a send-up. Your Demon Lord is Ayn Zelgun from Overlord. Yeah, that's the joke. He's that kind of character. Is that a good joke? Obviously.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of good jokes in this.
There's not. It was supposed to be funny. Like, that's what I was like. I said before, one of my homies loves this series. He talks about it all the time. I'm like, all right, cool. So maybe it's actually pretty good because he talks about it. I was watching. I was like, I'm not laughing. It's supposed to be a comedy, but it's not funny. It's
forced.
That's
humor.
Exactly how I feel about Mashal.
What?
Mashal?
So yeah. We're comparing a bad anime to a good one.
No. I've never seen Mashal.
Mashal is just it's similar to one. It's a new anime this season that's basically very similar to One Punch Man.
Oh yeah, that one. Okay, yeah.
We're comparing three bad anime.
That's okay. I mean, you're entitled to your opinion. I don't think Mashal's bad, but at least Mashal
like the fight is not funny. Where's the funny?
Well, I didn't say funny. I said it's not bad. At least I was gonna say at least like the person being strong. An isekai where it's not funny, they have no plot, and the main character is weak.
Isekais aren't funny though.
Well, where are we going with this?
Overlord had some decent humor parts.
Yeah, like isekais are supposed to be funny. This one isn't supposed to be funny.
Is what I'm saying.
This one was supposed to be funny.
Well, yeah, but like, I think it's
a pretty wise genre to say there's no comedy. It's not comedy.
But it's supposed to be funny, is what I'm saying. It's supposed to be funny.
This anime was making an attempt to be funny. Like, wasn't like, I agree with Sai. Like, there's definitely, like, isekai's not a traditional, like, humorish genre. But this anime was clearly trying to, like, make jokes that they thought would be funny. It just didn't land.
That's exactly how I feel about Mashal, though.
Like, I mean, you keep talking about Mashal. Are we talking about Mashal or are we talking about Konosuba?
Yeah, stop talking about anime.
Yeah, I haven't seen Mashal.
We're talking about Konosuba.
Like, I don't know. The skill system, and like we've seen that in similar isekais, like with like skills or like.
Same way as Grimgar did it.
Yeah. So like that was fine. Like, you know, that wasn't like that big of a deal or whatever. Like how they train in skills or whatever. There's just so much like random confusion. Like, I don't quite understand how like the other people coming in from the world, like, why is this? It's like a noob adventuring town. Like, they keep talking about how this is the beginning town and you're supposed to leave at like level 30 or whatever, but they have like the most ridiculously hard quests that are like world enders.
Yep. But also a lot of the quests that are getting, they're more difficult because Aqua's there. They made
well,
it known
yeah,
that
like the undead stuff. Yeah, but the thing to me that was like, it felt like cheesy was like they'd get like a episode where they'd be like, oh, we have to just go investigate these ruins, and I'd be like, all right, whatever. And then they'd go back, turn in the mission, and they'd get another mission to be like, yeah, you have to go back to the ruins because we discovered a secret passage now, so you got to go back there. Literally in the next episode to go back there again. Like, they just repeated so much stuff.
Yeah, I feel like it's just because they didn't have enough. They haven't done enough world building, even though they could expand the world. They haven't done enough world building, so they have to kind of, like, go back over the same things over there. Like, okay, well, what else can we do? We've already done this, but we'll just do it again. Why not?
Yeah, and how many times is he allowed to die?
That is another thing. No one. I'm like, is anybody else allowed to die and do this? Because it's like, he's supposed to die and go somewhere else, and they keep breaking the rules. Obviously, the rules
because Aqua's technically her boss or something, so she was like, just whatever, bend the rules because I said you could.
But we're not. Well, I think it's just like a what's called a senior, like the boss.
I get like resurrection magic is a thing, but that seems like a caveat to not tell someone is like, oh hey, by the way, if you go to this specific world, they have resurrection magic, but you can't come back because you came from a different world. Like, what?
But the resurrection, they don't exploit that. If you have resurrection magic, at least exploit it. Like, they'll be like, oh, what do we do in these situations?
We can do whatever the hell we want, because as long as this person survives, we can all come back.
Yeah, they're like, oh, like that when he had the collar on, and they were all like, oh my god, what do we do?
And then they put it on him, so he dies in 4 days anyway. And I'm like, why don't you just do that the first time? Be like, whatever, see you in 4 days. What does it matter? Because at this point, he already had died by that point and got brought back, so it's not like they thought he couldn't come back at that point.
You're trying so hard to just paste these steadfast rules when nothing matters.
There is no... Everything jumped.
Would you be shocked if at the end of one episode, Darkness died, and in the next episode, she was back and they didn't even mention it?
No, no, I wouldn't. I would.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. I feel like you guys wanted something that this show wasn't bringing, that they clearly was like, this isn't going to be that.
Right. And Sai's 100% right. You guys are trying to make it a little more serious than it is. You're trying to.
I wasn't trying to make it serious. I just want to make it interesting. I was like, to me, well, it wasn't interesting.
I don't think it was interesting. But it, yeah, there's, it plays pretty fast and loose with the rules.
The rules,
it's making as it goes. It's also breaking as it goes. It's like a rubber band reality.
Yeah, it's definitely a hodgepodge of.
And I'm looking at the tags right now. Right? Y'all said it wasn't a comedy. It is. In the categories when you look it up, it says it's supposed to be a comedy. It wasn't funny. So how many
comedies are funny, though?
What do you mean? I feel like a lot of comedies are funny.
I mean, man.
not Japanese comedy. Like, that's a different style of comedy.
It is a different humor base.
But I'm saying
style of comedy for a different culture.
I mean, rom-coms are literally romance comedies, and I usually find them pretty entertaining and interesting while laughing.
What? I've only seen one rom-com that was actually.
Well, you hate rom-coms, so that's the biased opinion.
I'm saying that's why. Like, I've seen one that was funny. I've seen plenty of them because y'all forced me to watch them.
What was the funny one?
Love is War.
Love is War. That sounds hilarious.
I have not seen that.
Love is War is actually one of the ones I think is less funny out of all the funny like rom-coms. Like
I do agree with Sai though. Like it is a different humor. Like Japan does have different different humor like mentality, and so I don't know if the what do you call it like. What's the word? Him being all creepy, pervy. I guess pervy.
Okay, yeah, that's what I don't understand why the Japanese sense of humor revolves around sexual assault.
Yeah, they do. They do joke around about sexual assault. You see that in a lot of animes. Not just it's not even non comedies. It's just like
isn't Megumin like
rape's a big deal? And it's like why
isn't Megumin like a? She's okay. He's clearly like 16 or 17 at most, right?
Who
Megumin's a demon.
The main character.
He's an adult.
I thought he was in high school.
No, he was a college student, and now he's drinking because he's an adult. Because
I thought he was in high school though.
Megumin is the only one that's a younger, and they don't let her drink because they're like, "You're young."
Yeah,
blah blah blah.
Too young. Okay, so maybe.
But
it was
now
just, like,
she's
maybe I just
of
thought
age.
He was in high school
in season one, she wasn't of age. Season two, she was of age. Remember, her rival came, and her rival was like, was drinking. They were like, "Let's have a drinking contest."
Yeah. Which really, like, again, I don't know if it's just supposed to be like a making fun of like isekai people being overpowered. How the most powerful mage that's ever existed only uses one spell.
Yeah, but it's a joke magic. One of the most powerful wizards,
right?
Uses joke magic,
uses joke
is...
magic. Yeah. Which
to be fair, I mean, if you only used one spell, you'd be really good at it.
But that if true. That one spell kill like drains you.
So I found this out too because I was just reading like Crunchyroll because I you guys know this. I always read like some of the comments. I try to find like ever since I
but that
we,
made
we had to watch.
She used it and she clearly didn't pass out afterwards.
Yeah, she it's, she says
yes,
something about
she
puts all her.
What are we talking about, Megumi?
No, the Megumi. One the person who she saw use.
Hey, that's an explosion. That's in the whole. That's in the other series, and we don't know that because
no,
remember it does. It does a cutscene.
You saw it in two, in season two, I believe.
You see that? You do? It must have been on a later episode because I didn't see it.
The only person I remember using an explosion that wasn't Megumin was the Lich who copies the spell.
Yeah, nobody.
No.
I don't remember her. I don't remember the other lady being in it.
It was like a flashback, I believe.
Yeah, that's at the that's a flashback, but like, she doesn't use it like in a current sense. But Sai's right, like when they do the flashback, she uses the spell and then talks to Megumin as a kid after, and
she like carries Megumin home or something, doesn't she?
I just remember that being. Something. I think you're mixing up that one. I don't remember that flashback.
He's talking about
explosion. Explosion. They do that.
But I mean, I think besides point, like explosion. She does not pass out, so maybe she can get to that point. But I found something about why darkness can't hit anything, and apparently the anime doesn't cover it. The
she's
light,
clumsy.
the light novel actually gives the actual reason. It's because I guess in the light novel they ask her what her skills are in, and she hasn't put a single point into any sword skills. So she just misses because she has no skills in swords in sword play.
And that's another thing that's annoying. I mean, yeah, I get it's supposed to be funny. Like how Aqua doesn't have, like, she's not using leveling up or actually using her skill points properly.
She uses them all on party tricks.
Yeah.
And then
what she likes.
Yeah. And then then the guy said her stats didn't go up because her intelligence was too low.
Yeah, her intelligence is that's what they were like, you can do anything. You have the high, you have the power, the magic, the strength, everything. It's just you have the intelligence of
like
child.
You'll never really learn more than what you currently know because
you're not smart enough. You have the power to. If you were just smarter, you could be the greatest person ever, but you're just an idiot.
Yeah, and then his thing was they told him to be a merchant because his luck was crazy high, which apparently translates to whenever he steals something, he just steals
panties.
Underwear.
Panties, well, yeah. But that one makes sense because they say you're the luckiest. He's a pervert. That one actually.
He
can get what he wants.
Yeah, I will say that's probably one of the only funnier moments is when
they're stealing high school DxD jokes.
Yeah, when he's like consistently using it and he keeps grabbing it and he's like, I thought this was supposed to be random.
But his luck's maxed out. So, I mean, hey. Just like how when they were doing rock, paper, scissors, he wins.
Why did he attack and poop himself?
Well, yeah, also true. It is kind of funny, though, that they all get the same spiel because we see two other people from the human world that came to Japan about getting the same spiel about defeating the Devil King. Mm-hmm. And the one dude's just that dude with that sword.
He sold his sword off?
Yeah, he stole a sword and then sold it. And then the other guy is like that scientist who can create anything out of thin air. Who ends up creating the Destructor.
What would y'all have picked as your one item if you got reincarnated like that? And they were like, you can have one item.
The Demon King's throne.
I mean, if that's within the rules, I don't know how that works. I feel like you're supposed to defeat the Demon King.
I guess if my goal, like if I'm being told like your goal is to defeat the Devil King, then I guess I'd probably just say like the inherent power to defeat him and figure out what they want to give me it. Because like the one dude, like she clearly gives them cards. I'm guessing she did that for the rest of them too. And the one dude picked a sword. That other dude clearly didn't pick a card. He clearly just told her, I want the ability to create anything that I want.
But she can bring the cards out until like the third time she asks.
Kazuma. So like it seems like you can literally just say like I want the power to do this, and like they'll just give it to you. So I'd be like, all right, just give me the power to defeat him. Like, I don't know, you figure it out.
I personally would bring Sai, because if I have to deal with this shit, so does he.
That's fine.
But together, we got it.
I'd ask for Agumon.
That's a good call.
That is a good one.
That's a bad one.
Would you stop it?
What would you take?
What would I take? I don't know. I'd probably be like the sword.
That new Digimon's from 2020. It's brand new.
Yeah, I'm not watching Digimon this year. I'm not watching. They could be a brand new Digimon in 2023, and I'd be like, I'm reviewing
Digimon Ghost Game finished this year.
Yeah, I'm not reviewing it. I would review every single thing else. I would look at that, and be like, yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and chalk that off. That's not worth my time.
But he said Bakugan was better than Digimon.
It was.
No, it wasn't.
Why would you say such blasphemous things?
Did you even watch Digimon?
Did you watch Bakugan? Yes. Like, did you play the game? You throw it right there on the card, boom. It's like Yu-Gi-Oh! But mixed with other stuff, bro.
But better
than Digimon. Digimon's just a wannabe Pokemon that didn't work out.
Digimon came out first.
Yeah, but it's not as good.
First.
It didn't.
It was a failed experiment.
No, it wasn't.
How did it fail? What are the metrics for success?
Name one good Digimon game as well. Like, Digimon can't even produce a good game either.
Digimon garbage. World 3.
Have you played it?
Garbage.
No.
Not garbage. Okay. Yeah. What's your favorite anime, Athi?
What's my favorite anime? Haikyuu.
Haikyuu. What's your favorite Haikyuu game?
What's my favorite? Yeah. What? Haikyuu doesn't make games. Digimon makes games. That's a difference.
Haikyuu does make metric, games. Right? It has to have a good video game like, based on it or it's not good.
I'm pretty sure Haikyuu did make a game.
It doesn't have
they're probably like action. Something
for yeah, it. Yeah, like it's not like by them, like they had a game. There might be like a mobile game that somebody used to just try to get their brand out. But I'm talking like actual game. Like by other news, the Celtics just won and advanced to the next round.
What? What'd you say?
So the Celtics just won and advanced to the next round, so I can turn this game off now and give y'all my full undivided attention.
Yeah, so you can now admit you love Digimon. Yeah, that's fine.
What's Digimon? Never heard of it. Sounds like something neat. I mean, the first Digimon, the original Digimon was good. Everything after that was garbage.
No.
What about season 2? Still no. You know this is a remake of the first one.
They probably messed it up, too.
They did. It's
see,
tough, man.
But he says stuff.
It's just, you know what? It's hard for me to view it with fresh eyes. All right? It's not what I'm used to. And I am very old. I'm very set in my ways. My bones creak. So if they change something I like, it's hard for me to get behind it. But I'm trying.
As long as you're trying.
Trying to get into these new voices, but they're not the same voices. Which is tough because they're still making Digimon Adventure content with the old voices. So it's a little confusing.
Yeah.
Anyway, it sounds bad. Love Digimon.
Right.
One loves Konosuba, but go on. Go
ahead. Yeah. I don't know. Like I said, it was a struggle to watch.
You're talking about, a lot of missed jokes. I think the only thing that made me laugh all throughout it was in the last episode. When he was talking to Aqua, when he thought he was about to die, and he's like, "I just wanted to let you know all those nights when we were laying next to each other in the barn, I tried really hard to get turned on by you, but I just couldn't."
Yeah, that.
We touched her hair and everything.
Yeah, because every time he's being pervy, she always keeps trying to get him to be like
pervy.
You know, what pervy thing are you going to do to me? And he's like, nothing.
That's he's crazy though, because he was masturbating right beside her. He was literally masturbating beside her.
So speaking of that last episode, like we were talking about Japanese comedy revolving around sexual assault. Most of the time it's just something that happens in that. They didn't need to build a whole episode around it. But they did.
If you remember when they got a couple episodes before that, when they were drinking because they earned a lot of money again, and they're like dancing and drinking, like a lot of the guys are like trying to mess with the girls over there too, trying to fill them up. The girls are like hitting them down, like the ones that work at the heel. I didn't say it was. What are you talking about? I said we're talking about sexual assault. What do you mean how Cosmo? Have you heard him speak? He literally talks about like perverted things all the time. He literally says he sees them as only boobs. What are you talking about, Si?
That's being real.
What? I'm not doing this.
All right, listen.
You got it.
It's not perverted.
I'm with you. I understand what you're saying. But like, you can be real and be perverted.
Yeah, you can be. Yeah, you can just like you're a real. He's being real, but he's just a pervert about it. Like,
yeah, like you don't only see. That's not being real. You only see them as boobs. That's all you see. You don't see them for anything else.
If they have shitty personalities, like they do, probably.
But he sees every single person, like that's nice to him. She has an amazing personality, and he still sees her as boobs.
Yeah, he went to the mixed bath on purpose and stared at people in the bath. He went to the mixed bath on purpose so he could stare at women.
I don't remember that.
And the woman literally said, "Can you stop staring at me?" And he's like, "What's the problem? I'm just staring here. I'm just staring in this direction." He's just staring at her, and then she felt uncomfortable and got up and left.
Yeah.
I don't remember that part.
That's when they're at the Aqua's hot yeah, in Aqua's little and, yeah, city
and,
whatever.
And then like and they start talking about him and like making perverted comments and they realize he's been spying on him. He's been trying to spy on him through the fence.
No. That's cuz they were shitty people.
That like still doesn't negate you being a pervert though.
Yeah,
like,
it doesn't.
If I like murder a shitty person, it doesn't not make me a murderer. Like shitty I still kill the guy. People.
Yeah, like, we're not here to argue about whether people are people or not. We're just here to say Kazuma was not a great guy.
I never said he was great.
He's not the hero we're all making him out to be.
No.
Kazuma
but it seems like
this anime, not from Tekken. He has his own issues.
Yeah. So season 3 is coming out, so I'm guessing we're going to fight one more general or something.
We're probably gonna run into. It's funny because Megumi's little the one that taught her explosion magic and everything. She's one of the generals. And I'm sure that's gonna be awkward.
Oh, the girl that she saw her use the explosion spell. Is mm-hmm. that the same person?
Yeah.
I like the way you describe it. That's gonna be awkward.
It is gonna be awkward. How is it not gonna be like?
It is going to be awkward, but I feel like it's going to be more than awkward.
Yeah, like, hey, you taught me explosion magic. You're also an evil. It's hard for me to say evil, too, because outside of the one guy poisoning the hot springs to, like, make the town kind of go bankrupt or whatever, the first general...
And he attacked the village.
Yeah, and he killed the one guy, but, like, the first dude only attacks them because Megumine is casting an explosion on his castle every day, and he gets sick of it. And the second guy was just making dolls at random to clear out the dungeon, he didn't realize that the dungeon had already been cleared. Yeah, and so the dolls were just escaping out of the cave because all the monsters are gone already, and he just kept making them.
And then he's a good guy now. He's good. And then, you have the witch or whatever. Whatever she is. Yeah. And then, so, like, the three generals we've met so far, they're all chill.
Only the slime guy is out of the four generals that we saw. I'd only consider the slime guy as, like, actually trying to do something evil.
Yeah, we said the chick. She's not bad.
He said only the slime guy.
What's wrong with the chick? She's not, she's literally just maintaining the barrier and chilling.
No, not that chick. The chick that attacks their village. Megumin's village?
In explosion?
No. In Konosuba 2.
I don't remember this in Konosuba 2.
Josh, you got anything?
I only watched the first season.
Oh.
What? I had to watch both, and all you did was watch one? I had to sit through that torture?
I watched all of them.
Why are you acting so surprised?
I watched all of it, too. I watched all of it, too. Si, when did their village get attacked?
I don't recall their village.
It's at, like, the end of season 2.
Nobody made it there but you.
The end of season 2 is the hot spring, though. That's, like, 4 episodes of a hot spring.
That sounds right, though.
No. Whenever they're talking to... Whenever you see Megumin's dad... And her mom?
I do not remember this at all.
Is that the Chimera chick?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, that's not a chick at the same time. They say that's a male, female, because I don't know. I know
it's
who
he's still, talking. But you still know who I'm talking about.
Yeah, the one where Cosmo had that funny scene where she was like trying to abduct Cosmo and everything, and then he was like, "Oh yeah, like let her have me. She's gonna take me." But then he felt something poking at his butt and realized she has a penis, not a vagina. So he was like, "I don't want to do this anymore."
Yeah, I must have fallen asleep during that episode.
Yeah.
Because I did fall asleep during a few parts that's watching it while I was working, but you both clarified it, so I'm just gonna assume you guys are both.
No, you should watch that episode.
No, I'm really good. I'm ever going back to this thing. Okay, so we see five people then. So we see five generals.
I believe so.
Yes, that sounds right.
Okay, so five generals.
Technically six.
Well,
but we only know five of them are.
Right. Yeah. And then, like, so two of them are doing something evil and they're all maintaining a barrier.
No, only two of them were.
What?
I thought it was
only two that was actually maintaining it. That said they were maintaining it.
Yeah, two said they were maintaining it. And that was the two we've seen, those two that are still alive right now. The first person that died, he wasn't known to be maintaining it.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know what any of the rules are besides those two then.
Yeah. And apparently Megumi's teacher that's a general is also a goddess like Aqua that somehow got ended up there as well. So I don't know how that works.
Someone else did the same thing, maybe, and picked to take the god with him.
Probably the Devil King.
Maybe the Devil King.
That's why she works for him. Yeah, that could.
That would be make sense. The Devil King's just a guy who came to the world normally and decided to take it over.
But yeah, I better say, I guess. But why would they give him something to take with him though? If he came normally, that's my only thing. Because like, if he's getting reincarnated to another world,
Maybe that was just like the thing of the world. Like, hey, if you choose to go to this world because it's like the least attractive, we'll let you take something with you as a way to make ends meet and like not be destitute. And maybe he just picked something crazy evil or some powerful thing and decided just to take over. And then I'm guessing just got bored at some point. Because the barrier seems like it's by choice. Like it's his barrier to keep everyone out.
Yeah, so he can chill.
Yeah.
Like, leave me alone.
Yeah. You know that's what it's going to be. It's something like that. Where
it's going to be another neat person.
Lucked into being the Demon King, and now he just wants to be left alone. You know that's it. You guys cracked it wide open. You guys should write the light novels.
I'm sure the light novels probably, if we read them all, we'd be like, yep, that was it. We were right. But I don't have much else to say about.
I have nothing else to say about this one.
Sigh.
It's probably gonna be a super short episode because I don't know.
No, I don't. I mean, I don't have much to say about it. I wouldn't say it was like A tier. I found it enjoyable. Like it was an easy watch.
Oh yeah, I can see how you can find it enjoyable. I'm all for saying like enjoy anime and enjoy what it is. But I'm saying this was more of, I probably wouldn't be so harsh on it if I didn't watch so much of it. Like if I would have just watched the first three episodes, I'm like, okay, it's cool for a certain audience. Like if you like this, you like this. For me personally though, I don't want to watch this.
Well, Sai has a more absurdist sense of humor.
I kind of do actually.
It's true, he does.
Yeah. I mean,
I'm not arguing with you there.
Anime is subjective. I mean,
it is 100%.
You know, we can rate things based on how we see them, but I mean, like, there's gonna be plenty of times where, like Sai said, Sai probably enjoyed this more than the rest of us did.
I wouldn't say it was like it's not breaking my top 10 for sure, but.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
But it wasn't a painful watch. Like you wouldn't mind. Like you didn't. Like, it wasn't bad. It was enjoyable.
I started watching it. I had watched it before it. We got it on the thing, and I had started watching it a few days ago, just to kind of refresh myself. But then I started having like problems, so I couldn't really stay up to watch it. So I just didn't finish it. But I mean, like I thought it was a very like y'all were poking fun at it, but I found that for isekai, it was really like I felt like it kind of really was a parody though.
Yeah, it was definitely a parody.
It is definitely a parody. That's one of the categories in it. It says parody. Oh, really? Yeah, it's supposed to be a parody. That's what he said earlier.
I definitely appreciate the fact that it's not trying to be another serious isekai. There's no more room for that. There's not.
We ran out of
isekai several years ago, and they keep shoving them into that file folder. It's bursted.
Yeah, that's also kind of why, like, I kind of was like, oh, man. Like,
yeah.
I can't get behind this. Cause,
like, yeah, again, a lot of it comes down to what you like.
Recently, I've been into those more than, like, the serious isekais. Because, like, I got a cheat skill show that's coming out. I can watch that.
Yeah.
It's bad, but I can watch that.
Yeah, it's all about.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah, it's about like what you like. Like for me, like I get so little time to like sit and watch something. Like I usually will watch stuff like while I'm working or like my kids at school. So like for me, since I have like a limited time that I can watch stuff, like I want plot, like I want development. Like those are the things that I look for. That's just because I have so little time. I want to get invested with the little time that I have. So that's why something like this as a parody doesn't really appeal to me, because it's not, you know, to me, I'm like, man, I wasted my time. I would have rather watched something I knew I would have enjoyed more.
I can feel that too.
But again, like Sai said, it's Sai likes that kind of stuff. So like Sai is going to enjoy it more.
Yeah, it has its audience, and more power to its audience. We're just not its target audience. I mean, it has multiple seasons. It's about to get a season 3. It also has a spinoff, so it's obviously doing well.
It's obviously popular. Yeah. Like, it got renewed, like, years after season 2 ended, and that it's new one just started. Popular. So.
Yeah, like, on Anime popular. Planet, it's ranked 662 right now at all animes.
Yeah, it's very like much higher up on the isekai. The debate
about waifus was literally darkness or
Aqua. It's a huge.
How could you like Aqua? Out of all the characters, Aqua is like the least likable.
They do make a point of making her not likable at all.
Yeah, she's not likable whatsoever. About that.
Well, yeah.
What is?
I don't know. Look, I can't explain.
All right. Do you want to do ratings?
Yeah.
All right. Do you want to start a high or low?
Pull up a wheel.
Yeah. Sai, do you want to go first, Sai?
No.
You want to end on a high note?
I'll go first. Like we talked about, but I'm going to be honest with you guys. This is another one where someone's going to mention it in a year, and I'm not going to remember I watched it. I appreciate it. Try to do something different, but it's pretty bland. I mean, for me, it's like a C-.
Yeah, Athgeek.
Yeah, I have it in C tier. I think it ranks about like a, but probably have it in middle C tier, 7.4, 7.5 ish.
Yeah. I'm with Josh. C-.
Let's not bring any numbers into this. It gets confusing enough. Let's just.
Well, that's how I do. That's how you do it. Like I, cause
not here. You don't.
Your C tier might be different than my C tier. Your C tier might be like a 6, but my C tier, I'm like, I want to make sure it's a 7.
Don't throw math at us. Yeah. We have problems with that. We've had
7.4, 7.5.
Yeah.
What
about you, Sai?
I'll say it. A B+.
Now I need to know what defines a B+. Like what number? Why? Where would you put it?
For me, it's like a 8-ish.
Yeah, for me, a B+ would be like something like 8.8 or.
Yeah, I would say like, higher 8s, almost 9 is B+ for me. That's all I was wondering. Well, almost a 9.
An S- is a 9.
Oh, I have A.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I have that as A. I see how you're doing.
Yeah, I just have S as 9.5 to 10.
Yeah. All right. So overall, that's like a. C plus, somewhere around there.
So we're all about the same when you bring the. That's why I wanted to bring the numbers in. But Josh doesn't like numbers.
No,
don't ever say a number to me.
Don't do that. There we go.
I graduated high school like 40 years ago, dude.
Yeah. All right. Before I spin, does anyone have anything that they have heard or watched that they want to get added on?
Magical Destroyers.
Magical Destroyers is actually interesting.
Yeah.
Oshinoko.
Oh no.
Yes.
Dude, I felt that wrong. The first
episode is an hour and 20 minutes.
Yep, it's 82 minutes. Exactly.
All right.
First episode.
The vampire dies in no time.
All right. Anything else?
The vampire dies in no time.
My brother was talking about that today.
Roku Knows Bad Girls.
Oh, yeah, bro. I like that show.
Oh, the Roku Knows?
Yeah. What was the one that you just said? What'd you just say?
Roku Knows Bad Girls.
It's ugly as hell.
It is. Yeah, it
is. Roku Knows what?
Bad Girls.
Okay.
All right, there's one more. I'm trying to think of the name of it. The Hero is Dead?
Oh, my God. That's just like Konosuba.
Shut up.
Oh God! I hope just please don't land on it then.
No, landing on it now.
Death? It probably will.
What is it? Yeah, Deadmouth Dead Play?
Yeah, Deadmouth Dead Play. Yeah.
Deadmouth Dead Play.
Yeah, that's one of the new seasonal ones. He's naming a bunch of seasonal ones. That's the only reason I know him. He's naming ones from this season.
Yeah, don't give us new ones when we have like three. That's a reverse
isekai.
All right, so this is 124 on the wheel.
All right, let's
finish. So let's see what we get. Just I'm good. I need an isekai break.
Come on, so Hero's dead.
Come on, Yu Yu Hakusho again.
Put it on.
It's season three.
What does that say, Zoids?
S Scribe?
Oh my god. Yes! So good. What is that?
Yes!
I don't actually know.
I don't know what that is.
It's a classic.
It is a classic. It did.
Let me pull it up so I can do the description stuff.
It landed like just
okay.
Tsunami was starting to go down.
2001.
Okay, several years after the Great Uprising, a future geological phenomenon in Kanagawa Prefecture.
Read the synopsis, won't help.
Okay, it's something with. There's an organization and people with missions. That's as much as I can gather.
Okay, so you have people with superpowers who fight.
All right, it's good enough. It's 26 episodes, and yeah, came out in 2001.
Yeah, don't invite me to this episode.
And it's not an isekai.
He's one of my favorite anime characters of all time.
It's the main guy?
No.
No?
The blue guy?
Kazuma, isn't it?
The second guy?
The redhead guy.
No, that's the main character, isn't he?
No.
Konami.
Was economy?
I don't know. I just say I looked it up and that was the first name I saw.
It could be economy. I haven't watched it in a long time. No, it's Kazuma. All
right, that's what we're watching in 2 weeks.
We're exclusively gonna watch animes about people named Kazuma.
Mm-hmm. Y'all have fun with that one.
Yeah, you act like you're not part of the show now, but
I'm not watching a show in 2001.
Yeah, you are.
Oh, you're not?
That's so bad.
Are
That's
you
so
sure?
Old.
Listen. Have you ever watched Dragon Ball Z?
I don't go back and rewatch the old ones. I watched it growing up, so I'm already caught up. So I was a little
kid.
But
you watch
it
again. You know that. You can watch Dragon Ball Z anytime.
I would not watch it. You know, I'll just watch Super now or read Super.
Why would you watch Super? Are you pretending like the animation's better? Because it's not that much better.
Oh no, I just like Dragon Ball Z and it's keeping up. I'm keeping current with it. I just keep even if it wasn't Super and it was just Dragon Ball Z and they just kept it Z instead of Super, I'd still be watching it.
My favorite thing about Dragon Ball Super is how lazy they are writing the comics now. Cause they're just let's just write the movie.
Yeah, they are. But you know what's the worst part about it? They have never introduced Broly.
I know.
In the last episode of the last page, they have Broly. And it's like, and it's in the movie, him fighting. And it's like, so you just added him from the movie, but y'all didn't add any context of how Broly got it. Where'd he come from? Yeah, exactly. Where'd he come from?
Just fighting Granola last time we saw him.
Yeah.
Black Frieza showed up.
And now Broly.
It's a different canon, right? Like,
yeah, that's the problem.
Okay. This canon is officially canon because it's in the manga.
No, what I'm saying is like the manga canon and the anime canon is different.
Right.
It's not different universes.
What are you talking about? No, they're not. The manga has followed the anime. The anime has followed the manga.
I mean, different.
No, the anime and manga separated with the movies.
Yeah, that's the only thing that changed is the movie. Like the movies, they never made the movies canon.
No, and now Broly was canon. Broly and superhero are both canon.
Uh-huh.
So that's why the manga separated, because you'd think they would have made a movie about Moro and then a movie about the Granola arc, but instead they made Broly and superheroes, and that's why all this problem is, because like Broly was never introduced in the manga before, and then he's just there.
Yeah, he's there.
It's because Akira Toriyama isn't the mangaka, so they're letting him do like slightly different stuff.
But even regardless, why would y'all not introduce it? If you wanted to go this arc of,
I agree,
like the movie arc, you should have just added it. So I feel like in the anime, they're gonna be like, oh yeah, by the way, we're just gonna
do Granola.
Yeah, we're just gonna. Yeah, they already said they're doing the whole Moro arc first. So if they're already doing the Moro arc, I'm assuming they're doing everything else after that.
We'll see if they do. We'll see what happens.
Do we have a date on that?
Well, super riveting, but Josh,
production start date.
Josh, what are we doing coming up, Josh?
So next week, I can't tell you guys yet, but it is going to be something really good. And then the week after that, we're reviewing Scryde, as Cy put it, a classic. It really is. The animation 100% holds up. Everybody's going to love it.
I have not.
I think I've seen a couple episodes.
Like what? Back when I was growing up, but I don't think I've ever seen the full thing.
I have Scryd action figure. I know that's hard to believe. I don't own a lot of action figures, but I do.
No, I mean,
you own a WWE belt.
You got a couple. No, he's got the best WWE belt.
Yeah.
He said, yeah, I do.
All Intercontinental title.
It's no new World Heavyweight Championship. But
that's true. It's not. I'll talk to you later, man.
All right. So, AthGeek, you have another show.
I do.
Yay. I know.
Are you asking us?
Oh, I've been on here enough. They know where to find me.
Right. Well, that's good.
Yeah.
I do want to point out one of my favorite things about hosting a podcast is sometimes you can invite people on as a guest, and then before they know it, they're actually part of the show. And like, you don't even. Like, that's how it started.
Yeah, the trick is you just don't tell them. You just keep asking them to come on, and then at a certain point, they just show up every week.
Yeah, they're like, we're just going to show up every Thursday.
And they just feel obligated to do it.
Yeah, so like, anytime now that we land on a new anime, AthGeek's just going to be like, oh, yeah, I've seen that. I can talk about that. And, like, we won't have to even invite him on. He'll just volunteer.
Yeah, I can do it with the new anime. Yeah, new anime.
You're going to love Scryd.
This Scryd.
It's new to you.
I was 5 years old when this came out.
And it's new to you. So it's
new. Open your eyes and you're going to be like, oh man, maybe I should check out all these old animes. And then you're going to be like, oh man, guys, can we watch Tenchi? And
is Crunchyroll really giving this a 4.6 out of 5 is what I want to know.
Because Crunchyroll freaking rates everything like a 4.6 or higher.
So
they do. Oh, I didn't know that.
I have not seen an anime on Crunchyroll rated lower than 4.6. Very positive
about all anime.
Yeah, like even like when someone leaves like a negative review, it still is like they're like, this anime is trash. 4.5 stars. Like,
100% true.
That's so bad.
It's like it's just Crunchyroll. Like I don't take the ratings as value anymore because everything's rated high. Mm-hmm.
It's a 6.9 out of 10 on IMDb.
Yeah, I remember watching a few episodes of it. I've never seen the full thing, so I'm looking forward to it because I love that era of anime. So I'm looking forward to it.
There's gonna be some fights. No one's gonna go into a video game.
Thank God.
Be a whole new thing for
us. As much as I loved Overlord and the other isekai that we just watched, we've had a lot of isekais lately pulling up. So I'm good on an isekai break.
Isekai break? What's that?
It's where we don't watch isekai for a whole day.
That's crazy.
For me, it's where I watch another sports anime.
Did you didn't mess me back about Ace of the Diamond. Have you watched Ace of the Diamond?
No, I haven't. You should
watch Ace of the Diamond. That was really good.
I watched part of it, but I've never watched like the full thing. I was gonna watch Eye Shield, I think was what I was gonna go with.
Oh. I haven't watched
GTO, but whatever.
Yeah. No, I am watching GTO as well.
Currently?
It's literally the next on my list because I have 2 weeks to watch Scryd. It's only 26 episodes, so I can actually start GTO this week.
Yeah.
I got nothing to do at work tomorrow. I literally have caught up my work, so I plan on starting. I was like, what do I watch tomorrow? So I'll start GTO tomorrow.
All right, Mark, end the podcast so we can all go to bed.
All right. Well, like Josh said, next week is a secret surprise. Don't worry, AthGeek will be there. And then show up for 2 weeks after that when we read Scryd. Again, don't worry, AthGeek will be there. So if you made it this far, you're doing the correct thing. You waited till your parents were almost home. You snuck back in your parents' room. You put the VCR and the VHS tapes back under your parents' bed, sprinkled a little dust on top. But you're going to break it out next week so you can catch us on Thursday for another anime show.
I said ass.